Everybody, this is another episode of the D Start Show, man. Hey guys, we're getting a lot of emails asking where's Kiana. Hey, Kiana is still a part of the show, guys, and she's a full-time mother and she's a full-time student at school, so she's not available all the time when we actually record, but she's still a part of the show. She's still part of the D Start team, so she's okay, guys. She's just doing schoolwork and everything right now. What's going on, Nikki?
What's going on? Nothing but the rant. How you doing, D? What's going on that way?
I'm doing good, man. Getting ready for this part two, man. You know what I'm saying? Part one, it was very interesting. You know what I'm saying? Dating with non-negotiables. But hey, tonight we're gonna bring y'all part two.
Gonna bring you. Think it's gonna get tonight. Real spicy.
Yeah, we're gonna get real spicy tonight. So, what's going on with you, Calvin?
Shit.
Yeah, so
hey,
go ahead.
I got a little nap. I'm finna write a book.
It's gonna be a white book.
Yeah,
what's your book gonna be? What you gonna call your book?
I don't know what I want to call it, but do you know? I ain't gonna really say too much about it right now, but you know what it's gonna be about.
Yeah,
what I you know about earlier.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, it's gonna be about that shit.
Hey, I think.
You know what? I think yeah. I'm gonna call it. It's either two titles: doing time on the outside, or on the outside looking in.
Hey, brother, what's up? Hey, your second book you should release though, man.
Fuck you, dog.
No, I won't even be sitting there funny, dog.
You better fuck you. I'm saying fuck you before you say it. Go ahead.
Y'all some fools.
Why my dad don't accept that David Chappelle is his twin?
You stupid as hell. You stupid as a motherfucker. That's some shit.
Oh boy. Hey man, let's jump this thing out like we always jump it off, man. What's going on in entertainment?
So allegedly, let me say that. Allegedly, Will Smith was getting his cheeks clapped.
What?
But I really don't want to go too much into it because he's talking about they sue a motherfucker.
That's exactly what she said. The paparazzi had asked Jada, like, what you got to say about these rumors? She said, we suing. I was like, damn.
And then, you know, she's talking about something. I know that's right. That's the blackest answer ever. I know that's right.
Oh, boy.
Snoop Dogg had put out a comment to y'all about him having to give up smoking marijuana. He didn't say exactly why. He just said give him his privacy and pray at this time. It was so, okay, so I know this sounds crazy, but I follow this girl on Facebook who's like, what is the people that like are do readings and stuff, like a spiritual advisor, psychic. She had predicted, and I swear to God, y'all, this was like months ago. She had predicted on Facebook, like, she had said Snoop Dogg is going to need to get chest x-rays, and soon something going on with his chest. And then, boom, this had happened. And he said he got to quit smoking. So I don't know if that's, you know, real or not, if she was on to something or what. But he did go to Facebook Snoop Dogg went to Instagram and made comment just saying that he is now giving up smoking for the betterment of his health and his family, just to please respect his privacy as he goes through this. So I'll read it word for word. It says, after much consideration and conversation with my family, I've decided to give up smoke. Please respect my privacy at this time, Snoop Dogg. So, yeah.
My thing is this. I'm not trying to be funny. I wish Snoop Dogg the best, you know, whatever he's dealing with and all that good stuff. But if you wanted privacy, don't post the shit on social media.
But hey, but I got a question.
We didn't need to know that you stopped smoking weed. You should have just stopped smoking and then came out and said, I ain't smoked in a year. You feel me?
Well, smoking is like a part of his image and stuff too. So maybe you don't want to be tempted or contacted as far as like things, people, deals, brands that have to do with that. Like he just put it out there like, I'm not going to be associating with that no more. So like kind of don't even send it my way. Don't attempt to have me partner with you. Anything that got to do with smoking.
But if you post anything on social media, in my opinion, you were looking for attention. Like, I hate a bitch that crying to a camera. You feel me? Like,
that crying on the camera is definitely seeking attention. You feel me?
And then, I know for a fact you watched that video 10 times before you post it. Now,
unless they on live.
Unless it's on live. Now,
that's where they really cry. They really cry on live. They don't record. They be on live crying. But I be thinking, this is what I be thinking, Kevin, like, okay, do you get ready to cry before you press live? Or
that's what I'm saying.
do you get your tears ready to go, or do you go live not knowing you're going to cry and it's just so sad that you end up crying? I don't know.
So look, this is another thing that I hate too. When a motherfucker posts like, please don't ask me anything, but y'all, can y'all please pray for me? I want to make sure that my prayer is a good prayer. I don't want to pray that your baby daddy come back home after fucking with two bitches. I don't want to pray for that.
You say the Lord said be specific.
You hear me? I want to know what I'm praying for. If I'm praying for your baby to get some diapers tonight, I'm going to pray for that. But I ain't let my mama please pray for my mama to wash my towel while I go pop this coochie.
Hey,
nah,
Jordan.
I'm cool.
Hey, Jordan. Y'all gave Snoop Dogg all that time. They said one thing about Will Smith and went off.
Because I'm like, I ain't saying shit about Will Smith. Yeah, because we're not trying to get sued. They suing people right now. They're definitely suing the guy who's supposed to be Will Smith's ex best friend who went on Tasha K and said
allegedly.
No, he went on Tasha K. That's not allegedly.
I know, but just say allegedly said what he said.
So he went on Tasha K and allegedly he said there's some alleged activity between Will Smith and Dwayne Martin allegedly had happened to where he was allegedly getting his cheeks clapped.
Hey, yo.
He walked in
town.
On
allegedly,
hey,
boy.
We gotta protect brand, bro. We gotta protect the brand.
Allegedly,
this all went down.
Boy, that's too funny.
And then y'all have y'all. Okay, now this is what I was looking at. Cassie files a $30 million lawsuit against Diddy and accuses him of rape and repeated physical abuse throughout their relationship. And then accuses.
Nah, you didn't. I'm just putting it on the back.
So if you accuse, it's alleged. So allegedly, she accuses him of rape and repeated physical abuse throughout the relationship. And then she had put out a statement that said, after years in silence and darkness, I'm finally ready to tell my story and speak up on the behalf of myself and for others. Benefit of other women who face violence and abuse in their relationships. And then it says Cassie. So then they have the court document and it says the United States District Court of Southern District of New York, Cassandra Ventura, I guess that's Cassie's real name, plaintiff versus Sean Combs, Bad Boy Entertainment, Bad Boy Records, Epic Records, Combs Enterprises, LLC, and something else. And then there are graphic pictures. They're not showing that on the internet, but you see at the bottom of the document there is a label that says connected or attached. It's trigger warning. This document contains highly graphic information of sexual nature, including sexual assault. So it seems like to me that Cassie might have some receipts of this alleged abuse that was taking place. I don't know why now is her time to say it. I don't know why suing somebody for money instead of trying to put them behind bars is, you know, the way to go.
You got to understand the statute of, you know, it depends on what state she in. You feel me? What's allegedly the state that he raped her in? You got to understand what that law is. It's been so long since they've been together. It might be like she couldn't get him for that, so she probably just sued him.
But when it comes to Puff Daddy saying, y'all saying Puff Daddy raped somebody.
First off, quit calling that man daddy.
And then y'all somebody was a female now. I ain't even with that though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, my boy 50 Cent been saying this shit for years.
I mean, I think that's always us. So in the media, Diddy's sexuality and how he gets down in the bedroom, what type of guy he is behind closed doors, has always been like challenged, or like it's always been an iffy thing with a lot of alleged behavior. A lot of people also say that Young Miami and his relationship, although it seems very real and very, you know, like they have a lot of chemistry, that she's kind of technically like just being his beard, you know, being this arm piece, this candy. So that, and I guess that it could have been convenient, because I did read somewhere that around the time those rumors were starting to recently come back to light is around the time that they, you know, had kind of started this fling or whatever. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm here for the Diddy and Carisha love affair if it's real. I'm not here for the abuse. I guess I would be curious to know what triggered Cassie right now. What has taken place to make her speak out right now? Because they were with each other a long time. So I'm just wondering, like, did anything happen recently? Was anything said? Words exchanged that made her?
She finally got shrimp.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, it takes 27 times. For somebody to leave their abuser. And some women don't make it 27 times.
That's not what I mean. Like,
I know what you mean. But I just want to say that I stand behind her 1,000%.
Oh, for sure.
Whatever he did, I hope he get whatever comes to him. And if he didn't do it, I hope she get what she gets to her. You feel me?
Oh, for sure.
But you know when Usher left him, he said, let it burn.
Oh, my God.
D, I'm not fucking with you tonight.
I definitely stand behind any woman who says that she's been, you know, physically abused, sexually abused, anything of that nature. When I say what triggered it, I'm like, I guess I'm kind of wondering, did like Kiki Palmer having the strength to come out and you know, speak about what just happened to her, kind of put it on her heart. You know, of course, like, you know, you need to, it takes strength, it takes time. But I'm like, I guess I'm being literal in the sense, like, did, you know, anything or the way that culture is going right now make her feel this is a more appropriate and comfortable time that she could come out and say this? Because, you know, it was at a time where, like, stuff like that would get shut down. Rumors like that, if you had enough money, it would get shut down and, you know, it'd be never heard of again. So I think that it's, a time and culture and in media and, like, you know, I guess music and the industry in general, where it's okay to kind of let these things out and to feel like that, you know, to speak upon them, because, you know, you could be blackballed. You can still be blackballed or canceled now, but a lot more people are standing behind those who speak out than they were maybe like 10, 15 years ago.
For sure. But shit, talking about Kiki Palmer and that dude, whatever the damn his name is. Mm-hmm. Did y'all hear what Kiki Palmer mama said on that video? About Usher?
About Usher.
Yes. Allegedly, she said that, why you mad at Usher when he's the F word? And he messed with little boys.
Oh shit!
that's been alleged. I mean, that's been a rumor. That's been alleged. They said that actually Diddy's first. You know, Usher's first sexual experience was at Diddy's house. Allegedly, is kind of what he alluded to on an interview a little while back, and also Justin Bieber, people have alluded or, you know, alleged that Justin Bieber has some type of thing, you know, going on, you know, behind closed doors or whatever. I don't know. It's like the industry is such a dark place. Y'all know I'm into TikTok. I wish y'all could remember this lady's name, but it's a lady on TikTok who has been in the industry. Dang, I cannot remember her name. But she exposes and she talks about things like this, and she like explains it in such a way that's like it's hard to not believe. But yeah, I mean, it's the dark side to everything. So I can't say whether I believe or you know, don't believe a lot of stuff, because we don't know. All we fucking know is what they show us.
For sure.
I do got a question for y'all. And man, I was listening to something, I think it was another podcast. And this is real though. I'm saying, you know, like, people would judge people for listening to R. Kelly music But they appraise you for listening to Michael Jackson music.
Don't play with me, D.
What's the difference?
What you mean, what's the difference?
What's the difference,
what
bro?
What the fuck you mean, what's the difference?
Okay, Michael Jackson was accused of sleeping with boys. Liberty Kids.
Come on now, D. Come on now.
R. Kelly, he just pulled up in a Jeep, you know what I'm saying?
He wasn't accused. He had victims. Michael Jackson wasn't no goddamn predator. Don't even say no shit like that, D. For real, don't even put that on your tongue.
You will win never. It's allegedly.
Say allegedly shit. The dude came out and said that my parents wanted money from Michael Jackson. That's all what it was. He said that. Yeah. That grown man said he's a grown man now.
Damn, but it looked like we lost everybody that was in Indiana. allegedly they lost contact.
they say they did that to Mike Jack because he was trying to expose the industry.
You feel me? You okay. See, he tried to do that shit with Sony, but we ain't gonna talk about Sony just in case they give us a deal.
But I we'll leave that shit there alone.
But yeah, man, I think a lot of people who attempt to like expose the music industry, real deal, they always got something bad to say about them folks, 100%.
World would never know. Nikki, where you at?
Man, you know Nikki, somebody she out there by the beach.
You funny. Somebody employed a motor.
But yeah.
Stupid in the motherfucker.
Oh shit.
Hey, it's crazy that I was just looking into what y'all was saying, the whole that folks actually suing people over the whole Will Smith stitch. Hey,
somebody, I think that means it's some truth to some of the stuff being said. Gotta be.
You said some truth behind it. You stupid. Hey, but I'm saying, hey, Will Smith is a great actor, man. Hey, only thing I said, man, you know, I think it was a bitch ass movie slapping Chris and shit. But other than that, dog, hey, whatever you do, dog, that's your business.
First of all, y'all but think what? I didn't hear y'all talking about me? Somebody had called my phone, and I was like, I am on here. They like, y'all, she by the water. First of all, y'all got me messed up. I think everything y'all was saying, y'all some sneak diss and haters.
Hey, you heard what Cam said? You might want to unplug your mouth.
Now that was you, Big Mama.
Y'all got me messed up.
Nah, but look though. I watched Jada's interview with Charlamagne and them and shit, and she was like, you know, Will find every funny. She finds stuff funny in everything. And I'm like, what's funny about somebody saying you getting fucked in the ass? Like, that's not funny at all. That's the nigga you need to be going to go slap. That nigga gave you a reason to slap the shit out of him.
Yeah, ain't nothing funny about allegations like that.
Oh, my mama, I ain't nothing funny about that. I gotta go see that nigga.
Oh, shit. So that's the motherfucker you go slap.
That's the motherfucker you supposed to go smack.
Boy, no way, boy.
Oh shit, boy, y'all boy,
wild. Okay.
Night,
no, I'm just being honest though. Like, you slapped the nigga because he said she looked like G.I. Jane. That's not. I mean, that was a joke. He's a comedian. This dude is a real dude. And told you that allegedly you got fucked in the ass. Come on, Will.
No, I understand.
You should be at that man front door slapping the shit out of him.
Like, stand up for yourself.
Tell that motherfucker put the respect in your name. Because he's a bitch.
Stand up for yourself like you were standing up for Shorty, huh, Calvin?
Hey, y'all funny, man. Hey, let's get into the topic, man. Well, I know on the last show we was talking about those red flags for dating. You know, some of the things that kind of trigger you up front, and some of the things or some of the places that were not acceptable to take a date. I know we got my take on it, and I think we got D's take on it, but Calvin and Akiva, I don't know if y'all...
No, I had said my take. If I remember, I had said that, like, when it comes to a date, I ain't gonna lie, like, I ain't really, like, too
picky. Like, I really, like, I hate to say what Young Miami said, but, like, I really want to be wherever my man is. Like, if I mess with you heavy, like, if I fuck with you heavy, like, I'm going to want to be in your skin regardless. So we can go to get burgers and fries. Just tell me the vibes ahead of time. Don't have me dressing up thinking I'm finna go on a date to the Ruth Chris and we going down the street. Like, just tell me the vibes. Just tell me the vibes. But, like, for sure, I don't want to go nowhere. Like, let me see. Where is not acceptable for me on the first day? Like, hey, you want to go here? I don't know, because I only think about food. I can't think, like, I guess.
So if a man say, you know what, look, we finna pull up the Long John Silver's real quick. Finna grab this two-piece fish and chicken meal.
I don't eat Long John Silver's.
So that's okay. So you ain't going.
Yeah, if
that's
I don't eat it. Okay, yeah, if I don't eat it, I ain't going. I don't eat that, like.
Right. Who the fuck eat that shit?
Like, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, boy. I stop at Long John Silver's every night.
Yeah, just sit by.
You better stop stopping.
I only get the chicken, though. I only get the chicken, man.
Hey, Jettison, there's a red flag, dog.
Hey. But what about you, Calvin, man? What's a red flag for a first date, man? Where won't you go or what won't you put up with, man?
So my red flag for the first date, if I got to come pick you up and I put in the GPS and you live in three of these different places, I won't come.
So it depends on where she live at.
Yeah. You ain't even making it to the date.
Because if I got to come to the Faye, it's a red flag. If I gotta come to Wind Terrace, the teeth, that's a red flag.
Cincinnati, if I gotta come
to Avondale, that's definitely a red flag. That's a place I won't go past 5 o'clock.
Cincinnati, you calling y'all up?
Y'all know what? I think I'm being a little fake. Because I think it is some places I won't go on the first day. I just can't really think of that. Because I could see myself being like, I think it's about the effort, though. I don't know. I'm trying to think because, like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm not a bougie. Like, I'm not bougie like that. Like, but then I will be like, girl, why would... Yeah, I don't know.
Hey,
if you
got to say you ain't bougie, but
you
bougie.
You know you interrupted the play.
I know. I'm sorry. Just came out. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Yeah, hey, y'all. Hey, let's welcome Greg, man. Hey,
what's up?
What's going on, man?
I'm chilling, man. It's good to be back on y'all show, man. I love this show.
Hey, is this the gentleman? This the gentleman that podcast y'all guys was on?
Yes.
Okay, hey, how you doing, man?
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, man. Look, man. I love this show. I love the energy, man. And don't go to Denver, Colorado. They thugs out there too.
Yeah, I don't go to certain places, you feel me? But I'm safe everywhere I go in my hood, in my city, you feel me? But Calvin, I know certain places I ain't going.
Yeah,
I guess you talking about, like, on a neighborhood perspective, like, it's just certain places you ain't even going to pick up a shorty from.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Like, if you live here, I don't even want to take you on a date.
Come on.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. People can try to counsel me on this, but if you live in those places, you in low income housing. So,
boy, you stupid. Stop, dog.
I'm being honest. No, listen to me though. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you don't want more for yourself, why am I talking
Who
to you?
Who said they don't want? We're gonna get them to this shit again. Who said they don't want more for themselves? Like, do you
I'm just keeping a buck. I'm just the type of nigga. You need to be in my tax bracket. If you're not in my tax bracket, I'm not even going to...
Do you own your home? Me?
Do I own my home? No.
So what the... What?
But listen,
a renter is a renter. Just... Who cares how much those shit costs?
I do. You want to know why?
I'm listening.
Because I know you... Listen, so... It's not about how much your shit costs. I'm saying if you're on low income housing, that means the government taking care of you.
No, that doesn't necessarily mean
that. It does.
Hey, in those neighborhoods,
yes, it is. Trust me.
How do you know? Are you from low income housing?
No, never. My mama owned her house.
So how do you know? Why you mean trust you? Because there's different types of low income. Like, it's low income where you make zero money and the government take care of your house, or Section 8 type of thing where they pay a percentage of your rent and then you pay the rest, or a tax income, what is it called?
the tax, whatever, tax credit rent, where you still pay a high amount of money. It just goes by your income, how much you're making at that time. So, like, be for real.
You don't want to go that
for real. That's just me. That's a red flag for me. If you're low income housing, baby, then you can't talk.
But a renter is a renter. Who cares? Because that's what it comes down to. The low income is how much you're paying. So,
hey,
like,
I feel you, Nikki, because hey, tell you, because you paying $10, shit, I'm finna move in with you.
How you judging somebody's character about how much money that they pay for something?
Hey, listen. I just want to let y'all know. I asked Greg to be on my connection, and it kind of jumped in and out for a second. So I just want to make sure, Greg, you in the building? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm in the building, man. You already know I'm in the building, man.
All right, perfect, man.
I've been on TV 30 years, man. Okay, and if somebody, I'm with my mans. If somebody can pay $10, I'm moving in with them.
Listen, though. I tell you this much, Calvin. I'm kind of on your side, because if I gotta keep spinning my head to maneuver through the neighborhood, and there's folks outside shooting with pit bulls and babies,
but
ain't
it
got
sound
no
like y'all
on.
Talking about the project. Low income housing don't necessarily mean the project. Y'all ever heard of fair housing? That's like when everybody's house is nice and looks the same.
I'm finna tell baby to meet me down the street,
hold
baby.
McKeever, all just aside. Like, real shit, this is what's going on in the city of Cincinnati right now. They just put a task force together because there's so many kids getting murdered in those three neighborhoods.
So, it sounds like you live close to the hood.
No, I don't live close to the hood at all. I stay on the east side of town where the football players and shit stay.
Man, let's get into these topics, man. Yeah. We're gonna get some whole
Hey, let's talk about
Hold up. Let's give Greg a chance. Greg, what we were discussing was some of the red flags for first dates, where you would go, where you wouldn't go. So share with us some of the things that would disqualify a shorty from being on a first date with you.
For me, now see, it's hard because, like I said, I've been television for a while, so I do things a little bit different now, all right? Because I try to stay out the light, all right? But she can't come in there just number one, staring at me. I like to get with people who don't know anything that I've done, who don't know me at all, all mm-hmm. right? So that way, I can be just as excited about being with them as they are about being
so
with
no
me.
Fans.
So you got to get your shorties from out of state.
I'm telling you, dude. I live in Michigan. So when I come back to Gary, I'm sweeping up all the hoes, but still, I'm not bringing them back. They can't come to my house, you know. They can't chill with me. But seriously, man, this is just the thing about respect, man. You know, respect me, respect. I'm gonna respect you. We're gonna have a good time, all right? And then we can decide if we're gonna hang out again.
Hey, me and D said this was on last week's show. This is on part one. Me and D said, I said, if a shorty late on the first date, let's say I'm not going to go pick up, but let's say I am going to pick up. If she late on the first date, I'm going to have to cancel Christmas.
Yeah, that's ooh, crazy, but yeah. No, women are literally like, it's in our nature to be late half the time. Like,
no, it's not. If you need to start getting ready at 1 p.m. in the afternoon for our 7 o'clock date, that's on you, baby.
No. Facts. First of all, facts. I feel ganged up on already. No, I'm just joking. But,
there you go.
But, I don't think that's a man. I ain't feeling that one, but to each his own. I guess I respect your opinion, but I just think, you know, things happen. Women take us longer to get ready. Sometimes you could rip your stockings and now you gotta figure out how to change the outfit. Like,
don't wear stockings. Who wears stockings these days?
They don't. I'm just thinking. I'm just trying to come up with an example.
I'm talking about some stockings. She talking about my grandma. You what you talking about?
Wig don't come out like you thought it was. Now you got to take an extra 10 minutes to fix it. So,
baby, take that wig off.
Oh, my God. Y'all be saying take that wig off, but love when y'all see it on. So be for real.
Nah.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but this my thing, bro. If you know that you need 3+ hours to get ready, true. If you know that, You know what I'm saying? Just like it's shorties that wake up at 4 a.m. to get ready for their 8 o'clock job because they're gonna do a full beat of makeup. If it's true, if you know you need that much time, why are you not planning ahead?
Who? I can agree with that.
Okay, you could plan ahead, but something's still gonna go wrong.
I hear what you're saying, but all right, so let's say, boom, you 30 minutes late to the date. Now we done missed our reservation.
30 minutes, now that's long. Okay, let's talk about time caps, because what's the grace period here? What's the grace period?
I mean, listen, if I pull up to pick you up and you ain't out the door in, I give you 6.5 minutes.
This like an Uber.
No. I think a solid 10 would be good.
10?
10.
10 extra? No, please. Sorry.
What's wrong with a few minutes?
But I mean, like, if I'm texting you, if I'm texting you constantly and we talking about, yo, I'm on my way, I'm 5 minutes away, this, that,
and the third. 9 times out of 10, the girl excited to go on a date. She want to go. She going to be ready anyway because she going to be making sure everything is in place. But I'm just saying, sometimes with girls.
Oh, she better be.
Stuff. Because we're going to leave her. Stuff happens.
Bottom line for me is this. I said I'm going to be there at 5 o'clock. I'm there at 4:50. I gave you that extra 10 minutes already.
Okay, so what if y'all late? What's...
We need to be on the ice. I ain't never late.
If hold up. If that's a red flag for a woman, then, I mean, I'm not finna say that it's an exemption for dudes. If a now woman say a I man late,
is,
then...
I think it's a red flag for me if a man late, but... I feel like it's different. All that shit. I think it's different. I think...
Hey, y'all keep this energy because y'all coming back to the show, man. We're gonna do another relationship round.
Thing. Yeah, I got.
I need everybody this time.
I was dealing with some personal things.
Let's go, man. I'm telling you, I need everybody on there.
Hey,
hey, Nakiva, what's up with you?
Hey, yeah,
man, you got a hit.
I ain't got nothing to say.
I'm dead ass. You laughing?
You over there stuttering a lot
because. He be saying the crazy stuff.
She talking about some.
Because he act like I be coming for him, but it's just like he said the crazy stuff is the craziest time.
You do.
Hey man, look, let's get into the rest of the topic. Well, yeah, this is gonna segue into the rest of the topic for the show. So, we talked about red flags. We talked about first dates. What happens when you already in a relationship and you feeling this person and they like you, you like them? I mean, y'all both on cloud 9, but you suspect them of cheating on you. What is considered cheating?
Anything you don't want, anything you are hiding or don't want your partner to know, keeping from your partner that has to do with another person, or these days you got to include technology.
Give me an example, Nakiva. Give me two examples of a cheating that you consider.
Okay, I'm gonna give something that's like something rare, so it won't be like obviously that's cheating. So like, if you have a coworker that you go to lunch with and of the opposite sex, and you go to lunch with her every day, but you don't want me to know that you do that, I think that's cheating.
So work wife, work husband, that's cheating.
If you don't want me to know, if it's just platonic, then like, well, I can't know.
What if they do know?
But you don't work there, and you don't have to know everything that goes on at work.
I'm not saying that you have to disclose the information if it's not asked, but if it's asked and you're keeping it a secret, that's cheating.
Every day is wild.
I'm just trying to say you're making like ass.
So I got a question to keep.
What?
What if she paid for my food one day and I pay for her food another day? What is that?
It don't matter about that. I said it's about whether you are okay letting me know or not. Like, if it has to be a secret, or you deleting messages, or, you know, photos that y'all went to lunch, you know, that's considered cheating to me, because it's like, what are you hiding? What's the reason to be hiding if it's platonic? So it ain't about like who paying for what, how the date is going, but I'm just thinking, to me, it's like, if you have to hide it or if you have to erase any type of evidence, that's cheating.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not taking pictures on my lunch anyway with nobody. So that ain't gonna
nobody
happen. But at all. Plus, I, you know, for me, you gotta pay me to take my picture anyway now. I got a different stature.
Hey, so Nakiva, you said that was one you said going to lunch with your coworker on a daily.
I'm giving some rare examples, so like it won't be something that y'all just like, well, of course that's cheating, but I think like, or let me give another example.
Basically, you saying like having a sneaky link? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, I mean, of course, sneaky linking is cheating. Like,
but I'm saying like, okay, so let's say the sneaky link isn't anything that's sexual. Is that still considered?
It's a such thing as emotional cheating.
Well, what I'm saying to you is, okay, so let's say your coworker invites you out for lunch and it's nothing suspicious going on, and you tell your partner, is that still in the realm of like cheating type of deal? No. Or is that acceptable?
No, because I mean, if you tell me it's like you're not hiding, it's only cheating to me if you're hiding, deleting evidence, or making something appear so that the other person don't know, is like cheating. You know what I'm saying? Anytime.
So what you're saying is if they disclose what they're doing, even though it might be like, you know what I'm saying, like a little questionable, it's not really cheating because they disclosed it.
It's not, you're not hiding it. So no, that might be a conversation, but then I'm like, that's not cheating. Can somebody Google the definition of cheating for me? Because I think
that's what we're here to talk about.
No, I'm talking about, I want to know the actual definition and then like, let's compare it to what we think. So,
well, my thing is, if your man told you it was an issue after you came home and told him and said, hey, look, I just go out with a work husband every now and then, and you continue doing it, is that considered cheating?
Yeah. Well, first off, why you keep calling this nigga the work husband? That's gonna get you real shit slapped out of you.
That's the real thing.
That ain't no real thing.
So I'm going to read the definition of cheating as it's written. So it says, one, to act dishonestly or unfairly in order to gain an advantage, especially in a game or examination. Number two, to avoid something undesirable by luck or by skill. So
I don't know if that's necessary relationship cheating, but what I would say is, I think there are a lot of things. I sent Jada a note the other day on Instagram. It was like micro cheating. Like, and I put it in the chat too, like micro levels of cheating. And Jada was like, cheating is cheating. And I said, yeah, you're right. Cheating is cheating. But I think it's a lot of things that people don't think is cheating, but it actually is cheating or disrespectful.
I mean, disrespectful to your relationship. Or inappropriate. You know, it's offense.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? Let's say, for example, in my opinion, if a woman is carrying on another conversation with a dude, you know what I'm saying? And because let's be honest, fellas, we all know who he is on the inside. Everybody know what dudes is after for the most part. If a woman carry on a conversation with another dude, is that considered cheating? Same thing. If a man carry on another conversation with a woman, is that considered
a conversation?
Cheating?
No,
a conversation.
No. See, right there, a woman don't understand. See, a woman can say, hey, look, he just my friend. A man would go in, like I said before on the previous show, a man would go in a friend role and play it to the goddamn wheels fall off, hoping that one day, hey, he's going to draw them draws for him.
Well, I've heard that before. Steve Harvey said something like that on his TV show, like, what, you know.
I can't take advice from him.
Oh, my God.
Hey, so, Nakiva, let me give you an example. And the rest of the dudes, too, let me give you an example. So, you got a lady. And your lady get a DM. Is she supposed to respond to the DM? Is she supposed to ignore the DM? Is she supposed to tell him, I got somebody? Like, what would be, is carry on out a conversation with this man? Is that considered cheating?
I said ignore the DM.
Hold on.
I said ignore the DM because if you respond saying you got a man, he's just going to keep talking.
You hear me? That's the conversation right there. But my thing is this, though. If you respond, you was never my lady in the first place. That's why I say, like, if you my woman, you not entertaining no type of nigga. If you do, if you can get took from me, you was never my woman. Period.
Mm.
I like that. So, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't fight over no coochie.
I think a lot of shorties don't understand that, and this is what I was saying on Greg's show too, that cheating is kind of different for dudes and women. If a shorty gonna respond to a DM, even if shorty, you know what I'm saying, say I got a man or whatever, this, that, and the third, acknowledging the DM, you know what I'm saying, versus like deleting it or, you know, whatever the case may be, is that considered cheating? Is that,
well,
is that
think
considered
that's definitely an appropriate conversation if you're entertaining somebody? Yeah. Somebody's trying to get with you and you're entertaining a conversation. I don't think there's nothing wrong with saying I got a man, I got a lady, and leaving it
there. There is something wrong with that.
But if you leaving a door open or you engaging in more conversation after, like, well, you can't have friends now. My man said I can't have enough. Like, once you start going into that, it's like, okay, you doing too much. You know what I'm saying?
Nikiva,
what?
You can't have a conversation by yourself. So if you respond in that DM, you having a conversation with him. So he constantly gonna keep responding. So obviously you want to respond.
But I understand what you're saying, Calvin. But I'm just saying if you, I don't think there's nothing wrong with saying I got a man or I got a woman or I'm taking, leaving it at that. But I understand what y'all mean about that opens up for more conversation. Now, if you continue with the conversation after making it clear, you know,
you ain't happy with your nigga at home.
That's not true. Oh my God.
Hey, so let me ask y'all another question. This is kind of interesting because this is. Like, now in the modern society, we have all of these tools for communication. So let's say you out and about, and Nikiva, let's say your man out and about, and a shorty try to get on with him, and let's say that he don't get her number, but he get her Instagram.
What do you mean? Okay, hold on. Who's out and about?
Let's say you got a man, you know what I'm saying?
We out and about together?
No. Let's say your man just out, you know, he ran the errand. He went to get you some food.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you was hungry. Your man ran to Waffle House to get you some food real quick. All right. At the Waffle House, it's a sexy cashier. Boom. She fine. Mm. Bad.
Woo.
You know what I'm saying? 11 out of 10 type of deal. So he don't get her number. You know what I'm saying? Because he like, nah, I got an old lady. You can't have my number. But he get the Instagram. Is that considered cheating?
That's the same thing to me as getting the number.
Same thing, my boy.
It's the same thing. Unless y'all networking, y'all got some type of business venture that y'all finna talk business. It's the same thing. It's the you finding a way to communicate with this person. 9 times out of 10, if a guy get the Instagram and he don't want to get the number, it's because he know that number gonna hold too much weight and he want to fall back on the whole Instagram reasoning. Kind of like we talking about right now. Like, what? I ain't get a number. I just followed her on Instagram. Then you got a reason or excuse, you know, behind why you followed her other than to look at her. Because that's why we follow people on Instagram, to look at their pictures or look at whatever business that they have or whatever they're selling or whatever products that they have. But if this girl is working at Waffle House and she don't have no business and you're wanting her Instagram, what are you getting on her Instagram to do besides looking
at her? I'm a flirt.
Wait, hold up.
I don't have no business working at Waffle House.
Hold up now. Let's reason through this now logically. I was using logic at work today, boy, and I got them. I'm going to tell y'all what I was talking about later. But reasoning through this, let's say he do actually want to network with her. Let's say she do got a business. Let's say her site say DM for booking and promo. You know how I say on all the ladies' sites, DM for booking and promo.
They talk about that private content on that.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about?
You know, so let's
Patreon.
Say, yeah, exactly, exactly. Let's say he wanna book her for an event or something like that. He's throwing a party and he want to book her for a party.
This, is he a stripper? Man, we talking about a promoter. But okay, I guess. I mean, yeah, it's just still all to me. That wouldn't be my cup of tea. And if that's the business, if you're doing business, then you know, I think that's where the trust come in. And like, I'm not the type of person that's finna be breathing down my man's neck. Like, who number you get today? Who you talk to when I say, was the cashier cute? Did you get her Instagram? What was you in there so long doing? Like, I didn't go way past the stages of going like looking for something or, you know, whatever like that. So it is what it is. At some point, trust got to come into play. Like, it could be inappropriate and it could start for the wrong reasons, but that don't necessarily mean something is going to happen or it's going to go the wrong way. If you my man and I know what you do for a living and I know and this is, you know, honestly like a part of what you do, getting girls or getting people to book for this party, then that's something that you're doing anyway. You know what I'm saying? At that point,
if I'm like, you know, digging, going in crazy, and that's kind of just jealous if you mad because the girl looks good and this is who he wants to promote his business, his party, or whatever like that. But it's like, trust somebody till you really don't got a reason to, but stay aware. So that's something I would just probably note in the back of my head, like, oh, okay, let me see if this bitch gonna show up for a party, because if she don't, then... What was your
question? Can I ask you a question?
Hold on. Oh, go ahead, Greg. You got it.
Greg,
I don't know what happened to Greg, but what I was gonna say is, now that we got Nakiva's stance on it, now that we got Nakiva's,
we know what a woman considers cheating for her man, fellas. Is it different for the lady? What is considered cheating for the guys? Go ahead, Calvin.
I'm gonna go last. Cause I want to hear what y'all say. Cause y'all a little older than me, and I'm at a point in my life where I just want peace. So I really don't give a fuck. So I'm gonna go last.
And so what he's asking again?
So pretty much like what is cheating to you?
I'm saying right now, man, cheat can be, it's a whole lot right now. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, like you say, you get somebody to your social media, that same thing is giving them your number. Because I feel like if you give them the social media, it's a hiding point. Because now you can inbox me and all this stuff here, I'm on my social media page versus you, especially if we got the same phone bill, you pay the phone bill. Now you can track when I called you. You know what I'm saying? You can track all that. You know what I'm saying? So, but
wait, I missed it, bro. My phone was messing up, bro. What happened? Because I wanted the fellas to explain. No, I did. I hit them in the messages, but I don't know what happened. I think Spotify just it ain't liking us today.
Oh yeah, but it's like, man, there's a lot of ways to cheat now, dog, bro. And then, like you said, emotional. I think the emotional cheating is worse than the physical cheating, because now somebody emotionally attracted to another person, and it don't matter what you do, you can't change that. That's how they feel. You know what I'm saying? At least the physical, you know, hey, look, they already tried it. The emotional piece, it's like, damn, you don't know when they're gonna be acting.
So, do you think that's just do you think that's a more of a woman thing, like when it comes to emotion? So, I guess that kind of brings us into like our next topic, like what's worse, emotional cheating or physical cheating? Do you think that from a man's standpoint, if a woman is emotionally connected or involved with a man, that that's worse than her being physical, or is the physical worse than the emotional?
Well, physical is always the worst because it's physical.
It depends on the physical.
Yeah.
For me.
We're going to let you go there in a minute. Hey, but I think it's physical is always the worst. But that emotional, man, it's like, that's a lie, bro. Being emotionally cheating, that's like she really ain't 100% there with you. That's how
I kind of agree. I agree with you, D, because one thing that's always been like a thing that's been said, and I find this to be true: women leave mentally and emotionally before we leave physically. So a lot of times when we in a relationship with somebody, we could still be at home with you, we could still be intimate, having sex with you, but once you lose the mind, the body kind of follows after. And I find that to be true. Having an emotional connection, or you know, having somebody that you emotionally dependent on, is a little bit more special in the female realm versus somebody that you're just having sex with, you know, because you can have sex with your husband or with your wife, but that doesn't mean that you guys are emotionally connected anymore, that you're in love with them.
Right. Hey, Greg, Kevin, before we're gonna let you go, we're gonna let Greg go. Greg, give your opinion on that.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. I didn't catch what you guys were talking about, but because I was disconnected.
So what we were saying is, emotional cheating or physical cheating, which one is worse in your eyes?
It's probably emotional cheating. But, you know, here's the thing that I wanted to say earlier. So I've done this business for a while, and I've been married twice in this business. Exactly. So the women that are that you hook up with when you're in this business, and fellas, y'all gonna, and lady, y'all gonna learn the same thing as y'all growing, because I can see this podcast going huge. Number one, I told you guys that. But as you get into this business, the deeper you get into it, the more, as much as you're trying to stay that guy or that girl, people are always gonna think you're fucking everybody. Okay, seriously. Okay.
Oh my God.
I've been accused so many times. My wife, and here's the funny part about this, man. You get into this game and you let everybody know you transparent. Hey, this is what I do. This is what I do. You know, there may be some of this and that. Blah 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 blah. And she'd be like, "Okay, I'm good. I'm all good." And then as time goes on, she starts feeling some kind of way, and all of that "I'm good" changes. You know, into, you know, "Well, why was you out so late? Well, this is what I do for a living. You know this, okay? Who was that girl that I saw you with? Well, that was somebody that just wanted an autograph, or somebody just wanted this and that, okay?" It's a lot of nuances with that. But emotional cheating is the one that hurts the most, because now you're turning her into somebody that she really isn't because of her her thoughts of what you're doing when you're not with her, all right? I would rather her see me. It's going to hurt just as bad, but as opposed to the mental, because that mental, it hurts in the long run, man. I got to go, but I wanted to tell y'all this, man. Number one, the El Mami saying this real quick.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead. You good?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. Can you hear us?
I can't hear you guys.
Go ahead, Joy.
Hello.
Can you all hear me?
Yes,
sir.
Okay, cool. Y'all can hear me. I can't hear y'all, but let me say this real quick because I have to leave. Number one, congratulations on getting ready to start. No, I can't hear you guys. Congratulations on getting ready to start Ask the Professional, where you guys are going to be talking to actors, producers, and this and that. Right before you guys' show came on, I was interviewing a Tubi actor. Actually, has over 100 movies on Tubi. His name is Nelson J. Davis. Y'all look him up, okay? This guy's on every movie that you see. He's a real great guy, but that's a good way to go. Getting information from the actors, producers, filmmakers, they got a lot to say and they want to be interviewed. Number two, man, I want you guys to come back on the show, talk about it. Let me know when everybody's going to be available, and I'll postpone the show so that you guys can come on and talk with us. Number three, man, you guys are, this is one of the, if anybody, whoever's listening, this is one of the best podcasts out there, right? Y'all need to support this podcast. Listen to this podcast. They got varying differences of opinions and they all make sense, right? And that's rare, right? You get on some of these shows, man, and they don't make sense. I've been in this business, like I said, a long time. This was the first interview that I chose to be on with these guys, because I don't like being interviewed. I really don't like talking about myself, as I told Jordan before, but you guys made it easy. So I can't hear you guys. I don't know why I can't hear you, but I appreciate you guys for letting me come on and say what I had to say. Okay. But please, anything I can do for you guys, let me know. Ask the Professional is going to be huge. Just like this is going to be huge. And man, God bless you guys, man, for real. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I know he probably can't hear us, so he probably gonna be over and out. But I really appreciate that. That was what's up. Thank you,
Greg.
Yeah, for sure.
And guys, we're probably gonna be on the show. It's his show is on Mondays and Tuesday, and it's gonna be live on our Facebook page when we do go on this show. So y'all go check it out, man. Hey, but Kevin, man, I know you're ready, man. It's your time to answer this question, boy. It's your time. Go ahead, Kev.
Yeah. So, emotional cheating is the worst for me. Well, it depends, for real, because...
What is emotional cheating?
Emotional cheating is like, you know, if you tell somebody else you love them, you might as well go ahead and leave me.
Hold on. So if you're shorty, yeah, her cheeks clap, but she ain't say she love the dude. That's cool.
That's why I'm trying to tell you. I'm in a different I'm in a different type of point of my life. I don't give a fuck. But if you suck that nigga dick, it's an issue. That's my biggest thing. You suck a nigga dick, then you get your shit and go.
Hey, man, look.
I just don't give a fuck. You hear me? Like,
so really you saying that you okay with sharing your shorties as long as she ain't topping nobody else off? You good?
Pretty much.
Only if she's sloppy. If she give a sloppy toppy, it's good, man.
Let me tell you something.
First of all,
let me tell you something.
How the hell you gonna say on one end if she talking back in the DM that she ain't my shorty, but now she can go fuck somebody else and you don't care?
So Calvin basically saying these ain't his shorties. It's just his turn. That's what he's saying.
Pretty much.
That's what he's saying. I get what you're saying, Calvin. You ain't lying. It ain't your shorty, it's just your turn.
If it ain't your shorty, then we ain't talking about cheating. No.
George, we gotta put that on the shirt, dog. We gotta put that on the shirt. It's just your turn, dog.
It's your turn, man. Yeah. And look, bro.
Merch
in real relationships that you invested in type of deal, in my opinion, any type of suspicious movement, any type of suspicious movement on my end, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. It's especially if you as a man, because it take a lot to be in a relationship. Let me tell you that off the top.
Oh my
but
god!
As a man, if you doing everything that you supposed to be doing, if you hitting on all cylinders, you feel me? Anything to the you being with me? Oh yeah, but I ain't gonna lie, I gotta feel some kind of way about that.
Yeah.
But now remember, I'm talking about a man who
did something.
I'm talking about like he doing his thing. You want to be with him and all. You chose him because at the end of the day, you pick your partner.
That's true.
Everybody picks their partner, bro. So at some point, you got to see something in somebody to be worth being in a relationship with them. So again, if the man is doing everything he's supposed to be doing and a woman step out, or if a woman doing everything she's supposed to be doing and a man step out, you know what I'm saying? Like being realistic, I don't care if it's emotional cheating or physical cheating or y'all was playing checkers in the park together cheating. I don't care if he helped you fix your alternator cheating. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, it was this post on the internet that said this shorty asked her man to help her get her car fixed and he said he didn't have it. And she went and asked her ex dude, is that cheating? To me, that's cheating.
That's disrespectful as fuck.
That's cheating, man.
Yeah,
like, hold
I up. Say it's like inappropriate, but I wouldn't say.
Well, hey, cheating. But I'm just saying, what if that was on baby daddy? And the kid got to get around.
Hey, listen. And I'd be the first person to say, hey, look now. You feel me? Why you ain't with your baby daddy?
Oh, God, Jordan. That's my first question. Why
exactly. That's my.
Like come on, I ask people that all the time, like, cause I really don't date women with kids. Like, it's like what I.
Oh my God, Calvin is so strict.
God,
it'd be so strict in this mug for real.
Yeah, because I didn't date a girl with a crazy baby daddy. He almost got murdered. So I get to ask the question like, call your baby daddy right now. I gotta have a conversation with this nigga. Like, how you feel about motherfuckers being around his kids?
I mean, that's respect off top, though. Like, okay, let me meet this person. Let's sit down, you know, get acquainted.
I don't want to overstep my boundaries because I don't like kids anyway.
Oh, my God. Still...
Hey, y'all think that no matter what go on after shorty have a baby daddy and some kids, even if she move on with another man, you think she's still going to let her baby daddy clap? I think she's still gonna let her baby there. I do too, Calvin. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's a hard no.
Like, she gonna be like, shit, I ain't about to add another body. I already got that body.
Hey, no, I ain't gonna lie. They do be doing that for like at least the first, you know, little while. So, like, you know what? I'm just gonna stay put for a minute.
Hey,
I'm gonna. It's just that it ain't not it.
What?
He already had my first baby, so what the fuck? Like, don't judge me.
That's just my baby daddy.
Hey, yo. You see what I'm saying, bro?
You judging the wrong bitch.
Bruh, you see what I'm saying, bro? This logic, this reasoning, at some point she chose that man to be with, to clap her cheeks, but also had this man kid. And you mean to tell me
that don't mean forever that they gonna go back though? I mean, I do think for a little while it do be a little back and forth with baby mamas, baby daddies, but once you over somebody, you over them. You move on, you find somebody better. What the heck? You might find some better.
So what you saying is? So what you saying is the man got to put up with it? You saying the man got to put up with it for the first couple of months, but after that?
No, a man ain't got to put up with it for the first couple of months because if you moved on already, and if you moved on, you ain't doubling back. So it's either you on the fence or you got a man. I don't condone having a man and doubling back.
So hit me out, bro. I be seeing on the internet a lot. I be seeing this shit, and it be hurting my heart for some of these dudes.
You stupid.
But I be seeing a lot, bro. I ain't gonna lie. The internet's a dangerous place. I'm gonna just say that off top. It's a dangerous place. But let's say, you know, a shorty got kids, got a baby daddy, don't like the baby daddy no more. She move on with a new dude. New dude, right? The new dude doing everything he could do, hitting on all cylinders, but it says game weak.
You ain't hitting on all cylinders, man.
Hey, okay, you hitting on 5 out of 6 cylinders.
Well,
go back and sleep with your baby daddy?
It just depends. It depends on what that person value. Everybody don't value sex on a high totem pole. Everybody not like that.
I'm talking about shorty, borderline city girl. She need that.
Well, yeah, shit. She and Borland.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You making your own point, though. You ain't even really asking me to be the person to make the decision. You want to answer your own question and make the scenario. What the hell?
Because I'm just sitting up here thinking like, yo, like Russell Wilson, right? Let's say Sierra let Future clap.
Hey, the internet
won't
even work good for you.
Can
he tell you talking about that,
man? That's why Sierra ain't going, baby, because Russell is he hitting on them.
He hitting on all
cylinders. So
man, he let her wear whatever she wanted in public.
That ain't a good reference. But I do think people double back. I do think if you a person that values sex and you got a high sex drive, that's something that you need a certain level or standard of sex. Why make this? See, if that's me, I'm not gonna make you my man if your sex weak and I know that's what I need. If I know that's a part of my hierarchy of needs for me, and we're talking about people as individuals, if sex and good sex is on my hierarchy of needs, then why would I make you my man if I know that you're not meeting my hierarchy of needs?
Is your man my man, my man?
So then you just don't qualify to be my man if that's the type of person that I am, that I need good sex all the time or whatever the case may be. Then you might need to go find you somebody else. They might not have the other stuff that you need that's good characteristics of a person, but it depends on what your hierarchy of needs look like.
He said you sugar daddy.
That's funny. I see what you're saying though.
Everybody's kid. One thing I learned like about relationships, and you know, everybody values something different. Like, you could think being a good woman is cooking and cleaning and taking care of the kids and making sure when your man come home that he got a clean house and the cook food, and that might be a part of it, but that man may not value that type of stuff. He might not have grown up where he had to cook me in a clean house, and he doesn't really care about those things. He cares that when he comes home from work, that you have the energy to spend with him, that you have the energy to do family things or to watch a movie with him or to roll a blunt and just kick it, and you're not tired from doing all the shit all day.
So that y'all just damn about. Y'all just not gonna eat?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it just depends on what people value in relationships. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give the example of, like, okay, for example, when I was, let's say, like, 21, and I used myself, I had moved in with my baby father, and I'm just doing everything that I'm thinking I'm supposed to. I'm going to work.
8 to 4. I'm going to night school. I'm getting off of night school. I'm coming home with the baby. I'm putting her to bed. The house is clean. It's a roast in the oven. I'm just doing what I think I'm taught. Yeah, shit, for sure. I'm going
to roast is insane. I'm not finna lie.
I'm making lunches for work. You know, I'm doing all of that. But by the time he gets home, at his job, at the time he got home at like 1 a.m., by the time he gets home from his, you know, factory job at 1 a.m., I'm dog-ass tired. And I don't have time. I don't have no time to spend with him. So it was like, you did all of that. Like, yeah, I see the house clean. I see I got some food. But that dude was like, nigga, I eat noodles. Like, I eat noodles and wash my clothes tomorrow. I want to spend some time when I come home. So, you know, it just depends on what people value as far as what you need to, what makes you compatible.
So you saying you want tuning in and booting?
No, sometimes I wasn't. I was tired as hell. And that's another thing.
Somebody take that nigga mic.
You ain't getting the intimacy. Because you missing the time that they value. Like, you think you're doing all the other stuff is, you know, and that ain't what they looking for. They looking for, you know, some affection, some time, some intimacy when they get home. So then what I had to do is start changing how I do things. Like, okay, I'm going to still make sure my house and stuff is under control, but I'm going to take a nap in the middle of the day. I'm going to set an alarm and I'm going to take a shower. So by the time he get up, I'm a little bit refreshed. He got his little blunt roll. He come home, we could watch a movie. Then I go to sleep and I ain't dog ass tired because I took a nap.
So you find things to adjust to make it work. My opinion on that is I think that at an early age, if you was 21, I don't know how old your baby daddy was or how much older he is than you. At an early age, I don't think dudes really value a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hold up. Let me preface that by saying, like, I got two kids, but I understand how hard it is to clap cheeks in my house. Let me tell you that all back. You feel me? It's like playing a level of Super Mario Brothers on hard. it ain't the easiest thing in the world to do. So that aside, I value other things, and those other things honestly are necessary for my life to function a lot of the time. Like, I like my house to be clean, I like my kids to be taken care of, I like for it to be some food in the house when I get there. You know what I'm saying? I like to be able to sit back a little bit, you know, kids got a bath, put them to sleep, whatever the case may be. And I understand all of that energy put towards making the house what I like it to be is kind of what I want versus being able to clap cheeks all day or every single time I want to clap cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
As an older man now, and I'm not even that old, bro, but as the transition from 21 to 28, mm-hmm. now it's just like,
hold it up. It's definitely a transition.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I made my first statement by saying I don't think men is taught to I think that the sexuality of a woman has been promoted heavily, and dudes think that that's what a woman is. Like, that's the top benefit out of a woman. But bro, the top benefit out of a woman is her loving you, treating you good, sleeping with you, cooking, taking care of your kids if you got them, not nagging you all the time, not bothering you all the time, you know what I'm saying, not starting arguments or fights. That, like, when you really find out what the benefits of having a woman versus, like, just clapping cheeks, bro, just trying to have sex with somebody, it's crazy. It opened up whole new doors.
Yeah, I feel you, but and I feel you, Jordan. I think that's true, and I think, like, kind of now, we all just kind of missing the mark as far as what it is to be, you know, in relationships. But I guess we were supposed to be talking about the whole dating thing. And I want to know, like, would y'all let somebody meet y'all family on the first date?
I'm pretty sure I know the specific video you're talking about.
Hey, if it's a cookout, hey, I say you money.
So you'll bring somebody to your family reunion, like y'all first link?
Like, strap a plunger on it and pull.
It is what it is.
It's obviously not what happened. I mean, yeah, the insurance company almost had to...
Man, who's that?
That's Calvin with the TV up loud.
Calvin, I hope that
what's
man
up? Is...
Bro.
You got the TV wide open. Listen to Dr. Phil.
Nah, I was looking at this truck.
Hey, but now we'll talk. I'm saying, like, hey, look, we just met. We kicking it. and my family having a cookout. Hey, instead of me taking you to Red Lobster, Applebee's, Longhorns, hey, we finna get up on this chicken over here.
First off,
but I mean, okay, do you not
Applebee's? Who the fuck eat that shit?
I'm just saying, you got some thirsty ones out there.
I'm
that ain't thirsty, y'all know. No, man, I'm people be
capping. No, them, fuck them places. I'm taking you somewhere where you ain't never been before.
I mean, that's what would be nice.
You feel me?
For, like, you know.
It's a little place here in Cincinnati where, like, you go there and y'all make out on wine. But see, the catch is this, though. It takes about 3 months for it to come back. You feel me?
So you got to see y'all still together when the wine come back.
You feel me? That'll be the last year. Or I'm going to go pick up the wine.
That's, you know what, Cap? That's good. That's a nice little, that's a slick, you a slick stuff.
Come on, man. I'm that nigga.
That's a slick little move right there. Like, you know what, baby? And this going to be our test of time. When that wine come back and we still in a good place, we're going to open that wine and drink it together.
My mama.
But no, you know what? I like what you said, Cap. You said take her somewhere that she never been before.
Yeah,
you never been around my family.
You dirty bitch. Hey, no, I was watching this video earlier, y'all, on TikTok, and it was this guy. He got a podcast too, and he was just like, "I asked women, what the last place your daddy took you? Because that's where I'm gonna take you for a date."
Your daddy?
Yeah,
I ain't seen that nigga since I was 5.
And bingo, he said, "So how you expect for me to take you somewhere your daddy never took you?" And it was deep to me because I'm like, damn.
You know what? I get what he's saying.
I don't, because some dudes are deadbeats. So,
but I know.
Oh, my daddy never took me to a restaurant, so you ain't taking me.
I got to pay for my daddy not being around. Like...
Hey, the last place your daddy took you was a 7-Eleven.
Did you go to 7-Eleven?
These dudes find any reasons to be like, I don't know. Some guys find any reasons to. This is. And I might need to say this topic for another show, but it's like, I really feel sometimes that, like, men hate women. Like, not everybody, not all men, but it's like, why go so far as to even ask somebody a question like that if you like them? Right. If you like this person and you want to date them, why would you even go as far to, like, make that, like, a thing or try to prove a point or be this philosopher? Like, I just don't get guys like that. And it, like, grinds my gears when guys try to use all this different philosophy and, you know, stuff about, oh, you know, like the dad, or, you know, you don't know what no real man is. You ain't have no, your daddy wasn't there. Just all these different, it's like, if you're interested in the person, be interested in the person or not. Trying to use all those other tactics to me is, like, manipulative. I don't know. That's or like you know, that's kind of rude a little bit. Like, what the last place your daddy took you? Like, if he ain't take you nowhere like that, don't expect me to. I don't know, that's so rude. I think that's crazy. But for me, on the other hand, last place my daddy took me was STK, and my bill was $700. So,
hey, baby, we ain't going there.
I had oysters and shrimp and steak and potatoes and lobster mac and cheese and cream spinach, you know, a couple of lemon drops. It was lit.
Hey, my food ain't get here yet. Please start talking about food.
but all right, guys, man. Hey, we figure to close out, man. Hey, Monday or Tuesday next week, you can catch the D-Star show on Dope Living TV with Greg Gray. We're going to be live. You can see our faces on our Facebook page live. So check us out. Check us out next Monday. I think next week we're not doing a show. We're gonna let everybody enjoy their Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. We're not gonna try to get together on Thanksgiving. It's already hard enough for us to try to get together already.
So
next week we take it off, but we will be on Dope Living TV on next Monday or Tuesday. Yes. What you about to say, George?
Oh, no, that was me. Man, listen, I've been having so many problems with Spotify and podcasters and whatnot. They might be canceled. I ain't gonna lie to you. Have y'all probably ain't been having
it? Might be Jordan's connection. It might be his internet, his Wi-Fi.
Hey, can we y'all were gonna do me like that
after the show?
You said hop on the FaceTime?
Yeah, I gotta ask y'all some stuff real quick. What I talked to you about the other day.
Yeah, we'll have a quick meet right quick after the show.
Well, hey, happy Thanksgiving to all the D-Stars listeners, because we won't be back for Thanksgiving. Thank y'all for rocking with us, for tuning in. I love y'all.
Hey.
Hey, y'all got Black Friday. Get your boy something. Hey.
Hey. Boy, y'all funny, but
niggas don't buy nothing but TVs on Black Friday.
For real.
Hey, I saw a post motherfucker said we tied them flash screen TVs. Put that roast on sale. Hey, I fell out.
Hey, and Kevin, get what? They buy the TVs on Black Friday and bring them back on White Friday. But Joy, close us out, man.
Man, listen. This has been another tough episode of the D-Stark Show. Wow, and I ain't finna lie. Maybe it is my Wi-Fi. I had another guest I wanted to bring on and everything, but like I had it all set up. And but every like 5 seconds, my internet was going out, call dropping. Can't talk. I'm like, bro, ain't no way, bro.
Nah, shout out to you, manager. You was over there trying to hold it down through the tough times, through the struggles.
Real, man.
Get that Wi-Fi fixed, though. You know.
Now, forget it. I ain't gonna blame y'all Wi-Fi. Gary, get yourself together with the connection.
Not the hell, man. All right, D-Stark Show. I'm out.
Hey, we out, guys.
We out.